Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Fiery debate on the Senate floor today as lawmakers discussed a bill to provide funding for additional security for lawmakers and the Capitol. Mazeppa Republican Steve Drazkowski doesn't like the price tag.
If you divide the amount out that's being spent, it's $410,000 per member per biennium. This is self-indulging in ourselves to bring forward a false sense of security.
DFL Senator John Hoffman was offended.
This bill is not selfish. You know what was selfish? The dude who dropped 26 bullets in my house, 8 through my wife, 9 through me. Do the math after that. And did it with a police vehicle that looked like a police vehicle. That's selfish.
The bill passed 45-19 and is still being debated in the House. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is co-sponsoring a bill aimed at protecting children affected when parents are detained in immigration enforcement actions. The Help for Separated Children Act would create safeguards for minors after reports that some enforcement tactics have involved using children to pressure parents. Lawmakers note that millions of children in the U.S. have at least one non-citizen parent. When people lose faith in traditional paths to political change, some turn to violence as an outlet. Hamline University political professor David Schultz.
And right now, there's an incredible amount of frustration in American political society from all different directions and a perception that the government is just not working, or at least not working for them. And so when people get very angry, very frustrated, they oftentimes take out their frustration, unfortunately, with political violence.
And this is the first day of Jury Appreciation Week in Minnesota. Second District Judge Vina Iyer says the state judicial branch does this every year.
To recognize the sacrifice of all of our jurors. Our jurors take time from work and their families to devote themselves to one of the most important tasks in our democracy, and most of them are not compensated for it.
Iyer says the jurors who are paid only get $20 a day, and there's a push at the legislature to increase the per diems. There are jury appreciation events at several Minnesota courthouses this week. In other headlines, a Delta Airlines flight departing from the Twin Cities was forced to divert to Milwaukee Sunday evening shortly after takeoff, but a smoky odor was reported on board. The Airbus A321 left around its scheduled 6:45 departure and landed in Milwaukee just after 8 p.m. There were 128 passengers on board along with the flight crew. Delta says the aircraft landed without incident. As temps warm this spring, Minnesotans may feel a renewed sense of motivation. U of M behavioral specialist Tim Moore says there are certain behaviors and skill sets that reemerge after being dormant during the winter.
Regardless of how much we embrace winter, how much we love the outdoors in the wintertime, there's, for all of us, there are some skill sets that come out of dormancy. And with those skill sets coming out, there's a reconnection with meaningful reinforcers in our lives, meaningful things that we get to do, meaningful connections that we get to have.
Moore says that reconnection can boost mood, productivity, and overall well-being. And Minnesota businesses hit hard by Operation Metro Surge could soon see major financial relief. A $100 million economic package has cleared a Senate committee and now heads to the Senate floor. This is MNN.